Airline travel chaos in the United States continues, prompted primarily by ongoing delays and cancellations at Southwest Airlines, one of America's largest carriers that operates mostly in the United States, but also in the Caribbean and Central America. The airline canceled over 2,000 flights on Wednesday. Hundreds of thousands of passengers left stranded, and it's not over yet. The airline has preemptively canceled more than 1,000 flights on Thursday as it scrambles to reposition planes and crews during a system-wide operational breakdown during a massive snowstorm during peak travel season. The storm that triggered some of the travel disruptions has mostly passed, but has left behind destruction and death in Buffalo, New York's second largest city. The city was subjected to more than 40 straight hours of blizzard-like conditions. It wasn't just Buffalo. Further north in Canada, homes along Lake Erie were fully crystallized in ice after the storm. But it was Buffalo that was hit the hardest. And on Wednesday, residents were trying to dig out and help rescue crews look for anybody still trapped in their homes or car behind walls of snow.
I was out here trying to get my driveway clear, and they rolled past and they seen me out here, so they stopped and asked me, did I need help? And I tell them yes, and they stopped and they did me. And then they saw him across the street and they helping her. And then I asked them nicely, could they do this lady over here, because she's in her 90s, and that's what they're doing right now.
The death toll was expected to climb, the grim work of recovering bodies left to the police. The good news is a reprieve is in sight, as the temperatures are supposed to be above freezing for the next few days, giving residents a chance to regroup, but it also means another worry. Of course, when temperatures rise, all that snow and ice melts, turning into water. So now there's a real risk of severe flooding. The governor of New York is so concerned about the flood risk, late Wednesday, she announced she's deploying resources there to try to deal with it. More than 300 generators and 775,000 sandbags are on their way to Buffalo. Gabriel Elizondo, Al Jazeera, New York.